Maggie Motors tailgate rolling on here on 1380 AM, 95.1 FM at KCIM. Joined right now by Kemperhead football coach Ryan Steinkamp as the Knights get ready to host Cherokee here in the season opener, of course, for both teams. And coach, we're just going to get it out there right away and kind of get, you know, the hype, you know, taken care of. You guys preseason number one in a couple of the different polls. And I know you and I talked about this here during the commercial break as well, but that doesn't matter to you. And you kind of explain that to the guys this season.
Yeah. You know, it's not how you start. It's how you finish too. It's great to have that recognition, you know, but we haven't done anything yet this year. And you know, we have a tough schedule, some really good opponents too. It's going to be exciting. You know, there's a lot of opportunity for us out there. We just got to go out there and seize it.
I know you're happy to have Kemper football being talked about. That's probably the one thing that comes out of that.
Yeah. I mean, it's great for, you know, it's great for the school. It's great for the community. But yeah, we got to keep our head level and just, you know, go back to my cliche saying of one game at a time. You know, that's how we attack things.
Coach, you mentioned the tough schedule. That's going to start tonight. This is a good Cherokee ball club coming in, but I want to bounce back moment for here from last week. You guys went down to Council Bluffs, got a schedule in the week before the season started. What did you guys take away? What did you see? Because it sounded to me like you played well and kind of handled Thomas Jefferson a little bit.
Yeah, we definitely had some good things. You know, some guys stepped up, made the play. You know, I thought the line did well. Running backs ran hard. Quarterbacks made good decisions. But we definitely made some mistakes. And I told the guys afterwards, like, you know, it wasn't a perfect scrimmage or whatnot. But I'm glad we made those mistakes so we can stay focused and get locked in on, because, you know, we gotta keep getting better. And what I've really been proud of the kids for so far, they've been very coachable. You know, they're recognizing that, hey, making mistakes is, you know, we got to work on this better and things like that too. So definitely came away some coachable moments and saw things that we got to work on.
Sounds like they've really bought into what you guys are wanting to do this year to have the success that a lot of people think you can have.
Yeah. And we tell them all the time, it's like, you know, it's the kids, you know, you can make the plays. You know, coaches aren't making plays out there. It's you kids. And we want them to be able to play as fast and free as possible. So we would have been coaching them up just so that they're prepared, you know, offense or defense, so they know what to expect and they don't have to think so much. So they can go be kids out there and play the game and have fun.
You guys played Cherokee a couple of seasons ago, so you probably have some film. Have they changed much, do you think, as far as style or anything from what you saw here a few years ago? Or do you expect kind of to see a lot of the same things?
Yeah, you know, I expect them to want to establish the run game too. They have a great quarterback, really good running back, a good size old line too. So I think they want to establish the run game. But it looks like they're definitely capable of passing game, and we have to make sure our secondary is, you know, playing the pass and ready to help out in the run when needed. And defensively too, you know, they bring back a lot of guys on defense, and you know they're a fast, physical team.
Let's talk about the defense for you guys. What was the focus this week to kind of slow down the run game? Because if you got a quarterback and a running back that can run behind a pretty good offensive line, they're probably capable of doing some different things.
Yeah, absolutely. That makes it a challenge for us. And you know, we worked on being disciplined. You know, you gotta do your job, read your keys too. Don't try to make plays that aren't yours to make too. Yeah, take care of your responsibility first. And if you have to get all 11 guys to do that and the sideline communicating, staying engaged too, you know, that's what makes a good defense.
Do you feel like you've got an advantage somewhere with your defense? You got so many athletes, you've got strength, you've got physicality this season, and just guys that you can just kind of throw out there in waves of numbers. So is there an area you feel you can take advantage with your defense?
You know, I don't know necessarily. You know, I think our guys it comes down to Jimmy's and Joe's a lot too. You know, we got to be in the right spot at the right time. It's communication and confidence. But then, you know, even though you're in the right spot at the right time, you got to get off blocks and make tackles too. So, I mean, I think we have the possibility to be really good there too, but you know, we got to go out there and get it done.
You mentioned Jackson, their outstanding quarterback that I've been hearing a lot about, and then Blake Lavelle, their running back. What style of runners are they when they're running the football?
The quarterback, Paul Joquet, you know, he's a scrambling type too. You know, you never count him out of a play, you know, and not until the whistle's blown. You know, he's aggressive, he's fast, he's strong too. I mean, just he's a really, really good football player. And then the Lavelle kid is just, you know, really, he's also good size, runs hard. You know, there's kind of a a two-headed monster back there too. So we'll make sure we're locked in and just doing our best and playing cover football.
What's their passing game look like? How do they use, Paul's route in the passing game?
Yeah, they do some, some RPOs here, some bubbles. They'll take shots though too. So just it's just kind of you have to be ready for everything too. You know, a lot of different formations kind of keep the defense guessing.
Coach, their defense. What have you guys seen from them from films from last year? What do you anticipate them looking to do and trying to do to stop your, potentially really strong offense?
They're really stout. You know, so the D line is good. The linebackers are fast flowers. They tackle really well too in the secondary. You know, they're not afraid to mix it up and coverages and blitzes and things like that too. So we just got to have our eyes up and make sure we're communicating.
What have you liked about what you've seen from your offense, whether it be the scrimmage last week or just practices leading into this first game?
I say the pursuit to get better each day. You know, they work on things. They spend a lot of extra time running routes or watching film. You know, just the camaraderie they had together about, they want to be successful too. And that, and guys are willing to get in there and step up.
What's it going to be like this year with as many weapons as you guys potentially have? I don't want to say everybody's got to get the ball or be happy, but how do you guys mix things up to try and keep as many people involved as what you can?
We're definitely talking about team first too. And now we don't really talk about touches a whole lot. You can use this, that many. It's just opportunity. You know, it's what we see, it's what we get. You know, we talk to guys about being multiple too. You know, knowing two or three positions makes it really beneficial that we can get more guys in and we can get different spots and matchups.
What have you seen out of special teams so far?
Special teams, that's always a big emphasis for us. Charlie Mayhall's done a great job kicking. Excited for senior year. Did a great job kicking for us last year. And Connor Keneally, those two do a great job. A third job is kicking it. It's just cleaning things up. Blocking, punting, obviously special teams is a big momentum in a football game too. So we don't take those plays off during practice, and excited to see them on the field on Friday nights.
What's the biggest keys for you guys to come out of here 1-0 tonight?
Our biggest thing for that would be just one play at a time. They're going to make some plays too. It's just how do we respond? When we have good plays, how do we respond? And we can't relax. So it's going to be about everybody finding each other, working hard, coaches, players, all those things that that bring us together and just go out there and enjoying the game too. It's gonna be a beautiful night. I think everybody's excited for some football and just get ready to get after it.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate you joining us here on the Mackey Motors at Tailgate. We look forward to catching up with you after the game tonight, of course, for the New Way Ford Scoreboard Show, as well as tomorrow morning for the Pizza Ranch Coaches Show, as we'll keep you busy here for the next 24 hours.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, Jeff.
You bet. Head coach Ryan Steinkamp again with the Kemper football team, back with more of the Mackey Motors Tailgate. We'll have Casey Miners and Doug Waniger on the broadcast. That's coming up next for you here on KCIM, part of the CB Sports Network.